The following program comes to you live from the Adam and Eve Lounge on Hot Talk LA.
It's just so easy, watching what you need TV, red carpet treatment, interview so recent.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's The Easy Show for Hot Talk LA, the podcast like none other. The best way you can get the information in LA for the hot events, the celebrities, the paparazzi, all that fun stuff. You know, I don't know, for some reason I feel like going paparazzi. And speaking of that, we're going to talk a little bit about Lady Gaga and a Gaga Gazette that we're involved in. So if anybody wants to know any information about Miss Lady Gaga and what's going on and her album getting leaked and pretty much crashing YouTube, we're going to talk about that. We're going to be talking about some of the hottest events possible that you can pretty much go to in LA coming up. And we're also going to be talking about a couple of the charities and a couple of the disasters that's been happening. And we have a special guest today on the show. He is an actor. He is a singer or a rapper. He's music. He's been a host on Yo Mama, MTV's Yo Mama. He's hosting on BET, many, many movies. And we're going to introduce him right now. His name is Sam Sarpong, which I really needs no introduction, wearing a real nice Michael Jackson jacket, right, it looks like.
Wow.
What's going on, brother?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man. What's up with you?
Oh, man, I'm loving life. We're doing it the easy way. Now, so let's talk a little bit about who you are and what you've done for some of the listeners that might not know who Sam Sarpong is, and if they don't know, that's probably because they're under a rock. Okay, so you've done a lot of movies. You're known for Yo Mama on MTV, and that was 3 years ago.
Yeah, that was 3 years ago we wrapped that. But it's crazy because MTV still plays it all the time. It was on all this weekend.
I know. I was just watching it.
Yeah, so it keeps my face out there with people thinking that I'm still on MTV, but I've moved on. I'm doing so many other things now, but, you know, that's MTV for
me. We're going to talk about all those things. I know you're doing a lot of big things, but I want to start from the beginning and how it moved up to all the bigger things you're doing now.
Okay.
And then you're also, I mean, you're known as a host, and you've hosted for BET, or you're going to be hosting the awards.
I've been working with BET for 3 years. This will be my third year in a row hosting their pre-show. I'm doing the pre-show. I was at the Soap Network for 2 years doing entertainment and news over there and, you know, doing specials for MTV and, you know, hosting pageants. I hosted Donald Trump's Miss California the last 4 years. So whatever they holler, you know, I'm there. If you need a host, bring in Sarpeezy and we're going to make it happen.
Sarpeezy, is that the nickname?
Yeah, my boy Drano Twan gave me that years ago and it stuck. People just love it. Hey, Sarpeezy, what up? It's Drano, Nate. What up? Come over here so I can coach you.
Hosting now, was Donald Trump there when you were hosting? Was that?
Donald Trump's very hands on. He comes to all his pageants, man. It's if you're part of that organization, he has to nitpick and approve everything. That man is a big boss.
Now, what would you have to say about MTV and working with them?
It was a great experience. I love working with MTV. It was real cool, and for me, what it did was it really got me international. Face recognition, like everywhere I went in the world, people knew me just from that show. So it's really crazy how powerful, you know, MTV is, and it was a great blessing.
Yeah, and MTV is one of the biggest networks right now, I believe. And you know about their viral capabilities and the blogs that they're doing right now.
Yep, I know about all that.
And we can actually get people on MTV. We're working along with that. Press a button to get you on the distribution with MTV, the whole blog thing.
That's good. That's beautiful.
Doing it the easy way. Now, so what else have you done with hosting? Because I want to start with you know, all your hosting stuff, and I want to definitely touch base.
Yeah, so that's
everything.
You know, my career started. I used to host a show called On the Move for ESPN, where I traveled around and I interviewed athletes and entertainers that was sponsored by Reebok. So that's what started my career. That jumped it off, and then I went on. I did there's a show that still runs now. It's called The Rub. It's on CTV. It's about love, sex, and relationships. It was two guys, two girls, kind of like The View.
And kind of like The Single Life.
Yeah. And I co-hosted that with Carrie Kasem, Christina Guerrero, my boy Diego. And that still runs every day. You can see that on CTV. And, you know, it's syndicated. So we did like 400 episodes in like 2 years. Yeah. So they're still playing eps. So that's really what jumped off my hosting career. Then from there, MTV, then SoapNet, now BET. So, you know, I've had a good career with hosting. I've hosted and I did a huge pilot for VH1 last year. So, you know, I got some things in the works and hopefully pop something off with them too.
Now we have a lot of hosts and people who want to be hosts, probably really interested in what that's like. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about 400 episodes, 200, I mean, anything over 100 sounds like very exhausting.
It was very. I mean, we would knock out 3 episodes a day. And do like three days a week. So we were doing like 9 to 10 episodes a week. So it was stressful. It was intense. But once you get in that rhythm, you don't even think about it. It's all you know. So you just do it. You know what I mean? It's like an actor that's doing a play and they're doing 4 or 5 shows a week. We hear that and we're like, what? But once they get on the road, it's all they know. You're ready for that next show. You know, you get in that rhythm.
Now, was that gotten by your agent? Did you get that yourself?
What show?
The Rub.
Yeah, I had to go audition. Just like everybody else, I went and auditioned. There was a new network at the time, and they liked my personality, and, you know, I was blessed. They put me on The Rub, and it's so crazy because everybody, like Kerry Kasem is one of the biggest stars right now in radio. She's doing a show with Nikki Sixx, and then Christina Guerrero is on E! News Daily, so she's got a show on E! Every day, so... And Diego's doing his thing with the music, and, you know, I'm doing my thing. So everybody from The Rub blew up, you know, got good careers going on.
Now, would you have any suggestions to any of our listeners on how they could get to any of those positions? Any tips or tricks?
For me, honestly, I think, you know, with acting, you can go to school and you can train and you can become a good actor. In my opinion, that's just little Sam, but in my opinion, I think good hosts, I think you are born to be a good host. I do think you can improve. I do think you can get better. But hosting, having the personality where people want to talk to you, where people will give you information that they won't give to that person that's standing next to you on a red carpet, that's from God. You can't teach that. Mm-hmm. You either have it or you don't. And my biggest blessing is I'm a people person. I am a host only because I'm a people person, not because of the other way around. So how you see me in my everyday life, just like you, that's how I am on the red carpet, and that's what people can relate to, and that's why they want to talk to me on the carpet.
I agree 100%. Yeah, you have to be personable, and I mean, you gotta, I mean, you can always learn it, but you always gotta have that somewhat of a natural talent.
Yeah.
and non-fear of being in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I just did the Never Give Up Foundation, and I found out that we're gonna be aired in China on Hello Hollywood.
Wow.
And Larry Namer, the co-founder of E!, just made a comment on how he was very impressed knowing that 196 million plus people were watching it, and I wasn't nervous at all. And,
right.
But then when I heard about how many people, I was like, oh, you know. So I think one of the best things I could say as far as hosting is, like, don't think about what it is. You know, just have fun in that experience, in that situation.
I agree.
You agree?
Yeah.
Now, well, so we're going to go into the movies. We're going to go into the dancing. We're going to go into the music. We're going to go into everything. But let's talk a little bit about who Sam is. I mean, you have a girl right now? You're in a relationship?
No, I'm actually real single right now. So I'm living a single life. I'm just focused on my career. You know, girls will always be there. Girls will come around. But I feel like right now I have to get to where I want to go. And then hopefully that'll all fall into place. It's usually how it works for me.
You know, you kind of got the Barry White thing going on right now. You know,
you know what that is? That's no sleep. I've been in studio trying to finish my album, so I have got no sleep the last couple of weeks. So that's what it is.
Now, how long have you been working on your album?
I've been working on it on and off for a while, but I mean, really, with all these new joints and stuff, probably about last two to three months. But on and off, like, a year, you know, year and a half. It's been a long process.
Now, with you doing the music, you're a singer, you're a rapper?
No, I just rap. My roommate, Key, he does all the singing. And then we have a group called The League with our childhood friend, Mike Kasem. And Mike raps, too. So Key's the singer in the group. But for this is a solo album. So I feature a lot of people. I got a song with Floetry, got a song with Brother, got a song with Coolio, got a song with Drew Sidora. The album is banging. Christina DeBards. I mean, I got some heavy hitters.
Most standing, most our lives living in the gangster's paradise. I can't sing, but
yeah.
You said the Coolio. You got to give the props
to the OG.
When you say that name.
Yeah, so I got a lot of people on here.
Now, you being a host, here's a question going back to the host, and then we're going to go into the music topics, music questions.
Okay.
What would you say what not to do when you're hosting? Give us 3 things of what not to do.
I mean, what not to do, don't chew gum when you're on television. Second thing is, don't stop when you mess up. Because when you acknowledge it, that's when other people acknowledge it. So keep going.
No error.
Yeah, no error. Because think about it. It's real life. If you mess up, you mess up. So what? When you talk in real life and you're trying to get something out, you mess up all the time. So just because it's TV, it don't matter. keep going. And third thing not to do is do not have confidence. Have confidence. Even if you're unsure about something, fake it and make people think that you're sure.
Have fun with it.
Yeah, have fun with it. Because if you can fake it and make it look like you're sure, people will believe that you're sure.
Definitely. And what would you say three things of Tudu, like tips and tricks? Sam Sarpong himself are going to give you guys some tips and tricks right now, you guys.
I would just say be you, be spontaneous, and be in the moment.
Okay.
Those are my three things. Be you, be spontaneous, and be in the moment.
Now let's go to the rapping. You're a rapper, you got the album coming out, and is that with a label?
We're doing it all independent. We're doing it all independent, and we're gonna get a label to jump on it. I mean, we're signed. Like in Asia we have a label. My group's been big in Asia the last 10 years, and we sell we had like Coors Light sponsors us. Last summer, we did a show, 70,000 people performed for 2 hours. So in Asia, we have a huge following. But in the States, we don't have a deal. So I'm doing it independently. And, you know, we're going to catch that buzz. It's going to catch fire, just like the singles called. And the labels will jump on the bandwagon. But for now, we're just going to do it ourselves and keep the money in the pocket.
And you got a tour coming up?
Yeah, I got a tour. I'm about to go to London and tour. I'll be in Asia. I'm doing shows in L.A. I'm going to be doing shows everywhere from now to the end of the year.
Now, when you rap, do you freestyle at all? So if I gave you a beatbox right now, we could get the mojo
for
going?
Sure.
Get,
yeah, yeah. You got a little something?
I'll do a little Rozelle.
Yeah.
Like, Rozelle.
Let's go. All
right, here we go.
Yo, kick back, relax on the MIC. Futures on the MIC, the K-I-N-G of the R-A-P. When it come to this rap game, I'm a real OG. Rapper, actor, yeah, I'm the most. When I'm on the mic, no time to even boast. Get a little closer, don't be shy. Heard I'm a little fly, well, I'm that guy. So spectacular, I'm after ya. Now that I'm single, they calling me the bachelor. Like Genuine, Dion, I'm prime time. Futures back, check it, it's my time.
My turn, can you give it a little beatbox? Yeah, so I can throw a little heat rocks. Make them understand that it's just the easy show. I hope y'all gotta know this is how it's gonna go. A little rap session. If you guys got some Twitter questions, go ahead and do that and have some fun. Do the lyrical style and have some fun with your tongue and just never be done and just be the one to do that thing up on the red carpet. Get it started. We're talking about being a host. It doesn't really matter. Yo, go ahead and post up on the YouTube and promote yourself. Yo, when I rap, I kind of bad for your health. All right, back to the question.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, that's what it's about. We were talking about just having fun, you know, and just on the spur of the moment, whatever. And one of the reasons I wanted to do that is because a lot of what this show is about, you guys, theeasyshow.com, Hollywood the Easy Way, doing it the easy way is you know, we really want to help you out there that you might be listening. Anybody that's listening right now, we want to let you know the best ways to go about things when you're meeting people, when you're networking. What are the tips and tricks and what are things that are going to help you? And we actually do have a group on Facebook, which is www.hollywoodtheeasyway.com. And join up with that. A lot of great people. Sam Sarpong is a part of it. And if he's not, he's going to be after this. And I believe you are, though, aren't you?
I'm not on Facebook. I'll be on Facebook next week.
But after
week.
The show, now you'll be on Facebook.
Well, actually, they're doing my page right now. So everybody listening, please go check me out. Sam Sarpong fan page. Just put me up. It's the official fan page. And yeah, come check me out, yo. And we got the YouTube page, F Stars Group. It's F the letter Stars and GRP. And yeah, check us out. A lot of good videos on there and all that.
Okay, now before we go into the film side of things, is there anything else you want to cover on the music side of things you're doing? And when are we doing our collabo?
Yeah, whenever, man. We can get in the studio and make something hot. And, you know, they could check out. The song will be on iTunes next week. It is called Fire. And just put Sam Sarpong, a.k.a. Future. Sarpong is S-A-R-P-O-N-G. So please, guys, support it. It's the summer anthem. It's hot. It's called Fire. And it's real cool. It's a cool joint.
Fire. You know, actually, have you ever heard of Raz B's song, his album, The Fire?
No, I haven't heard it. Raz is my boy. Really?
Raz is my boy. That's family. Yeah. And he's on tour right now in Japan. Okay. And, you know, he did his album, Fire. That's one of my favorite songs. I listen to it all the time.
His whole album's called Fire?
I had to give him a little plug there. His older album's called Fire.
But what's the single called? Fire?
I think the single's called Fire, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Raz did a song with me in the studio. We just ended up never finishing it.
Exactly.
Jason Edmonds produced it, and Raz, he did the hook. But we didn't ever finish the song, so it didn't make my album. But hopefully the next time, I can get him on there. Raz is my boy.
Yeah, if you guys go to YouTube or Google and you type in Raz B Easy or Raz B Eric Zuli, we have a fun little interview where we switch roles, and I'm kind of making fun of him, and I get on my knees and because he's so
That's
short.
That's funny.
But yeah, it's just it's all in fun. So all right, let's go into the film. Like, and there's nothing else you wanted to cover on the music side, right?
No, we got it.
Okay, so let's go into the film side. Let's go on the film side of what's going on with you. I know you were in Love Don't Cost a Thing, right?
Yeah.
You were in a lot of different films. Tell us all the films that you were in that you really want to plug, and you know, you're doing this new film with 50. And tell us about, you know, what it's like working with 50.
I don't know. I haven't worked with him yet. You know, I booked the movie, so we're about to start shooting soon. But I heard he's a great guy. He's real serious about his work. But in the past, people have seen me. I did a movie called Nailed, Johnny Was, Love Don't Cost a Thing, Carmen Hip Hopera, which was Beyonce's first movie. I co-starred in that with her, Mos Def, Mekhi Phifer. Keeping Up with the Steins. You know, just some of those joints. And TV, I've done a lot, too, like ER, The District, Boston Public, 24, Cold Case, you know, a lot of different stuff. So,
are you on Twitter? Because I'm tweeting right now to all of our fans, you know, tell them a little something.
No, I'll be on next week, though.
Everything's next week. The whole Viral campaign starts next week, huh?
It starts next week.
All right, well, I'm going to tell everybody, and I assume it's just going to be Sam Sarpong, right?
Yeah, tell everybody.
Everybody's going to follow Sam Sarpong.
Yep. Go check the Facebook page and, support your boy.
Yeah, well, I would have kind of like stopped my speech a little bit too, because Sam Phillips just walked in.
Sam looking good. Yes, she got on. She actually got on my clothing line today. Sam is wearing one of my future star shirts, and you looking, girl, you modeling it, girl. Ooh. Go ahead, Sam. Sam looking good.
And speaking of Sam, you know, she's actually going to be doing a celebrity car wash charity fundraiser for the victims of Alabama for the tornado thing. And you know, Sam, jump in here really quick. Tell us a little bit of information on that car wash, that event coming up in the next couple of days, right?
Yeah, it's May 22nd, Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Hollywood at Norm's 76 gas station. It's not normally a car wash, but we're transforming it into one on Sunday. We have an invite on Facebook, if anybody is on the Facebook. Yeah. Okay, so the fundraiser is called Alabama Tornado Victims Charity Fundraiser Bikini Car Wash.
Wow, say that five times fast.
I can't. I can only say it barely once. The whole gist of it was my intern on The Single Life, her name is Alabama. She comes from Tuscaloosa,
which
Alabama.
Is very gorgeous, I might add.
Tuscaloosa or Alabama?
Alabama.
Yes, my intern. She is smoking.
Can I borrow her?
Yeah.
I can?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
That's why I like The Single Life.
We share. Yes, yeah.
Yes, we share. We're all a family here at Hot Talk LA.
Yeah, we don't hoard things to ourselves. We spread them around, like Alabama.
Definitely. Got to share the love.
Okay, so she comes from Tuscaloosa, which was hit hardest with the tornadoes recently that tore through mid-America. Hundreds and hundreds, 400 plus people dead, half of them missing. And we decided to do a charity bikini car wash on their behalf. 100% of the proceeds go to the Tuscaloosa Disaster Relief Fund. And anybody downloading the Easy Show after Sunday certainly can still donate. We have a website, not us, but it's the Tuscaloosa Chamber of Commerce has a website called givetuscaloosa.com to help rebuild Tuscaloosa. We have Spearmint Rhino Industries, the fine establishment of dancers, sending 30 plus ladies down to Norm's. Candy Wrappers has donated the bikinis. We have barbecue, Amco, Home Depot, Meguiar's Soap, they've all donated the supplies. So it's really a community coming together, a bunch of our advertisers, a bunch of our friends, people donating their time. And anybody that shows up at the car wash, we wash your car. If you want to donate $1, $100, it's completely up to you. There is no limit and there is no cap and there's no bottom. So whatever you want to give to Tuscaloosa, you will have a slew of fine ladies in bikinis buffing your car with their boobs and butts.
And also, ladies, sure to come because I'll be there. So not only are we going to have cute ladies, but I want to attract some ladies to come too. So Sam Sarpong will be there, so I'll wash your car.
And I will be there as well, supporting my friend Sam with my little flip cam, getting her event out to 106, 90 million people plus.
And also, Eric, we are doing a bunch of live shows from the event. Langdon Nation is broadcasting. The Single Life is broadcasting. And the Hip Step Lounge is broadcasting.
Awesome.
So you guys, because of your music ties, would definitely, I would love for you to sit in with the Hip Step Lounge. TC Islam is the host, and they're on Hot Talk LA. TC is the son of Afrika Bambaataa.
Oh, he's a legend.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Rock the planet rock. Don't stop. Yeah. So I gave TC, like how I gave Easy a show, I gave TC a show. I like cats with initials for names.
Got you.
TC Easy.
Got you.
So TC does a show, and it's all on music and rap and hip hop and dubstep.
And play my stuff.
Please do.
I'll be there.
He's a big DJ, so you should get him a copy of your song anyway.
Perfect.
And did you guys talk about Sam's song?
Oh, we have talked a little bit about it. Now we're going to be playing it pretty soon here, guys. And we touched on the music, but we're in the film topic right now. But we're going to go back and give them a teaser. I don't think we should give them the whole thing.
We could play them the whole song.
The whole thing?
Yeah, the whole joint.
You are such a nice man.
Yeah, because I want them to go get
it on
iTunes.
They go to, if they go to iTunes, how much is the song?
It's only 99 cents.
Just 99 cents?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
I'm
the
worth
standard.
That, right? I'm worth that.
That's the cost of a hit, my friend.
Yeah, I'm worth that. Sam is worth that.
Now, before we go into the music, I got to ask you one question real quick, Sam.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to be in a bikini?
Yes.
Why was the pot? What's
Sam because wouldn't I'm, even let me take a picture of her, so I don't think
used to
Sam's
be a playmate. You shouldn't
be
shy about a question like that.
A pet. It's not that I'm
pet.
Shy.
Sorry.
Dude, I'm a 45-year-old in a bikini. That's quite different than 18-year-olds in a bikini.
But Demi Moore is in a bikini.
I understand.
There's a lot of people. Sarah Jessica Parker. Sam, we ready for that bikini, girl.
No, I went, because I thought, how many layers on top of the bikini am I wearing? Will I wear a sarong, like a sarpong?
Sarpong.
A sarong?
I like that.
Will I wear a sarpong?
Ooh, yeah.
A sarong.
Girl, you could wear me anytime. You could wear me, and it won't be so wrong, okay? You could wear me anytime, and it would not be so wrong.
That's hilarious. But yeah, I will be wearing a bikini.
And it'll be easy to put it on.
Yeah. Hello. And take it off.
Well, I can't wait to see you in a bikini, Sam.
Thank you, Sam. And it's funny, because I warned the LAPD Hollywood Division that we're having an event. It's, you know, charity in nature. And just letting them know if they get calls that there's half-dressed chicks washing and
on
soaping
sunset.
On sunset with signs, that it's all for a good cause. So they said our event is what's considered a wobbler. Basically, it's at the call and discretion of the officer showing up.
Got you.
So as long as we are not running naked through the streets, creating car wrecks and jams and whatnot, then we're good. So hopefully the ladies, everyone's going to behave. The people, the patrons will behave. It's all going to be great.
Can't wait.
And there's going to be no arrests.
That's
what I'm saying.
Well, we're gonna go ahead and listen to the song. We're gonna put it on for you guys, and please post your comments. Let us know what you think. And then when we come back, we're gonna talk a little bit about Charlie Sheen and his involvement with the Alabama thing. And there was something that came up today, and I want to introduce you to the person that's going to be involved in the Alabama charity and the car wash we're talking about, and the conversation gets really interesting. So we'll be right back.
And I want to plug my boy Nice, my producer and my partner in crime, also Kivassier, who sings on the song. So this is me. Yeah, let's go.
Sickness. to never leave your end. I won't break your heart, no, never let you down. Can't give you up, that's just not my style.
She's burning, burning, she's burning, she's burning, she's burning, burning.
Talk about fire, man.
This song, I'm telling
you. Are you kidding me?
See, I didn't know it was going to be that hot.
Are you kidding?
Honestly, I'm not even joking. I swear to God, God is my witness. I've been sitting here watching every single one of you's faces, and you had the expression like, what? This guy was really serious. Like, this is a hit song.
No, we have to play this song while the girls are in the bikini playing the car, doing the car wash thing.
Dude, Sam, and can we do that?
Can we do that, Sam? This song is hotter than Sam Phillips and Jesse combined in bikinis.
Well, I don't know about that, but this song well, will definitely compliment them in their bikinis.
Definitely.
No,
definitely.
I'm really proud of this, man. And the thing that I love the most about this song, you could go to Japan, Europe. You can be in Italy. This is so what's hot right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so China and Japan are just going nuts
everywhere,
for good
man. This
right
is
now.
Euro, Sweden. I played this for my homegirl. I showed you the text. I played this for my homegirl from Sweden last night, and you saw what she just texted me. She said, "Sam, I cannot stop playing your song. It's a heater, man. It's a heater.
It's a heater, definitely." And you know, we just had so much fun. And we're so giddy about that song. We just had to throw a little bit of the extra, you know, like we're on the happy boat there.
Yeah.
Okay, so, man, I got to tell you, what was going through your mind when you created, like, you got a little bit of mix with, like, some techno. You got a little bit
of
jungle.
Well, I got to say, you know what? I can't even take no credit. That's my super producer, my partner in crime, my brother. His name is Young Nice, and, you know, he's worked with a lot of people like Tiger. I mean, he's working with everybody right now, and I was blessed enough. He produced my single On One that blew up big time last year in Asia, and I asked him, "Yo, Nice, can you bless me again?" And no joke, he came up with this. They wrote the hook, him and Kivas wrote the hook, and I'm just so...
So Tiger's in the song as well?
No. He worked on Tiger's stuff, Tiger's album. Yeah, I was just telling you some people he's worked with. And I'm so proud of him. And my boy Jay Plot played the live guitar. Y'all heard the live guitar, right?
Oh, man, the riff was out of this world.
Jay Plot killed that live guitar.
Killed it.
We were up till, like, I just recorded that last night.
I was there guitaring.
Yeah.
All right along with
we finished it last night. So that's what you guys are the first to hear this record.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. We were the first to release Hot Talk LA, the easy way, baby.
Yeah.
The easy show. That's the only way it's going to go. Thank you, Sam. We appreciate that exclusive. You guys post your comments, tweet about it, Facebook about it, hit his fan page up, make YouTube videos.
Yeah, we're shooting a video in 2 weeks.
And We should do a contest.
Get some people in the video. I got a very special model that's very known that's going to be in the video. That's all. I'll leave it at that.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, so
we're going to have
some celebrity cameos in there.
Who is that? Okay, now before we introduce this beautiful,
beautiful,
lovely voice that you guys just heard, I need to describe that voice a little bit for you, since we are on the radio, the podcast. Okay, right now we got long blonde hair and and what color eyes we got? It looks like blue. Is that green? Green? Hazel?
It's like a medley of them all.
Yeah.
It's hazel.
Hazel. Hazel. And the eyebrows just accentuate and accent the eyes and the nose so perfectly. And you purr. And the body is amazing. The boobs are great. And you guys, this is
wow,
Jesse.
He's doing the most right now.
Well, I mean, you have to. You got the listeners right now. And a lot of the listeners are guys, obviously.
Or sugar
you know,
tits.
They want to know. they obviously want to know. And you have a very, very lovely body. And I think you're probably very proud of it. Wonderful legs. A very... Very nice assets.
I grew my body myself.
And obviously want to compliment God. Good job.
And growing up in the South, eating great food and grits.
Well, let me introduce you guys. This is Jessie. She is Miss, aka Miss Alabama. She's definitely going to be the one. Now, tell us a little about your involvement and what's going on with the event and the charity.
Yes, our charity car wash benefit for the Tuscaloosa tornado victims. It's going to be this Sunday, May 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Norm 76 on Sunset Boulevard. It's 7979 Sunset Boulevard. It's like on the corner of Laurel and Sunset in West Hollywood, and we are going to be sporting bikinis.
And what color bikini are you going to be wearing?
Well, we have a lovely, lovely sponsor who's giving us some awesome bikinis, so I don't really know which color I'm going to get.
You can wear any color you want. It'll work. Now you are very, very gorgeous, and I'm sorry I can't get off that topic. And how did you get involved with Sam, and you're her intern?
I am her intern. Well, actually, it's really crazy. I met Sam about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was working for CBS Radio doing promotions.
Yeah, you have a radio voice. Does she not?
She so does. Yeah.
Sexy radio voice. Cute. Just get that nice feminine touch. But like,
Thank you.
What's the word I'm looking for? Innocent. You have that innocent, like cute little. Yeah.
Oh, if you boys only knew.
Wow.
Hello.
Okay.
That's the easy way.
Quoting Melanie Griffith from Working Girl, I got a head for business, but a bod for sin.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, the show just got a little bit hotter. Degree temperature 110.
No, I actually met Sam. I had to do a promo spot on her show when she was on 97.1 mm-hmm. for my club, the Spearmint Rhino of Torrance. Mm-hmm. And so she was gracious enough to have me and a girlfriend on when she was hosting with Arsenio Hall.
Spearmint Rhino, that's a music club?
It is a gentleman's club.
It's a gentleman's mm-hmm. club. Okay. And, you know, the reason I wanted to bring that up is I wanted to point something out. Now, you are... you work at the club. What do you do at the club?
I'm an exotic dancer, stripper, striptease, you name it.
You work there now?
I do.
Which one?
Which one? What address? What time?
No. I was just wanting to know which
the
one.
The Torrance location.
I got a lot of boys that like
going
to
places. Oh, please bring them, baby. Okay. And I was going to say, I want to be the first stripper in the LA area to dance to your song.
No way.
Ooh.
I seriously want to do that. I want to be the girl.
Honor. Wow!
I want to strip to the music.
So you like you really like the record, honestly?
I really do. Like, I love the heavy guitar in it. I love the beat, and it's not the same beat that you hear in every song right now.
Yeah,
and I like it. It's different. It's fun. It's funky. It's really cool. It almost reminds me a little bit like the guitar solo part. Reminding me a little bit. Took me back to like Billie Jean in the hot.
Well, can you do me a favor? My boy Jay Plott did the guitar. So tell Jay right now, if he was standing next to you, what would you tell Jay? And Jay, trust me, she is hot.
Jay, you can shred like a motherfucker.
Ooh, Jay Pleasy, you should be here right now, my dude. I'm telling you.
No. Yeah, bring your boys to my club. Oh my God, I would.
Now, I'm
bringing them to the car wash Sunday. You're going to meet him.
Get the bibbo socks.
She won't let me take a picture of her, guys.
No, her and Sam don't do pictures.
People tweet.
No,
say,
you can find me on Facebook, though, under Alabama Rhino. And you can see me in my club attire. You can see me even in the natural habitat.
What's your favorite outfit to wear as a stripper?
Well, I mean, at our club, it's really different. Each club is different on how they like their girls to dress. Like in New York, they want us to wear gowns. Vegas is more bikinis. Some clubs like Plan B and where is Plan B? It's like Century City.
I just can't take my eyes off of you.
Oh, thank you. You're making me blush.
I can't help it.
But they would like their girls in lingerie, more like Pussycat Doll style. Here, I mean, girls pretty much wear whatever. I mean, they want us to wear more Vegas style bikinis. So, you know, like, you know, lots of rhinestones, you know. Mm-hmm. Nothing too glittery because we don't want our men to go home you know, looking like they just left a strip club. We're very conscious of that.
I wanted to point this out. The reason I brought up the Gentleman's Club thing, and I knew where you worked. I wanted to point out and ask you this question real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a full nude or just topless?
Well, Spearmint Rhino in Los Angeles has 7 different locations, but we are the only one with alcohol. So therefore, we are topless only on stage. Mm-hmm. So we have to be like 6 feet away from
the
customer.
So you're a classy stripper.
We are classy. Puta fina.
What was that? Another language?
A classy whore.
Oh.
Spanish.
You're not a whore. You're actually a really sweet person.
No, no, no.
I'm killing the stereotype. A lot of people think, stay away from a stripper.
I am very much a nerd, and I'll be the first to admit it, a Battlestar Galactica stripper.
Mike Kasem, that's all he does. He's like saw every episode of that show.
He
Me
strips?
Too.
Mike Kasem strips too?
Nah, he's a rapper. He's in my group. Shout out to MK. What up, Fitty?
Hi, but, MK.
But he loves that show. You guys should link up. You'll love him. He's a cute
guy. Yeah, I totally geek out on that show and the original Twilight Zone series. I also totally geek out on, like, gosh, so many. I own the whole Cosby Show series.
I saw every episode, girl. Give me some. What? Don't talk about the Huxtables. That's your family right there.
I want to do my Cosby impression now.
You rewatch that show, like,
it's on
older?
Now.
No, it totally
it's
is.
It's on every day.
But I have the whole series on DVD.
Yeah, I love it too.
And rewatching it, I mean, I can rewatch it and rewatch it and rewatch it all the time. But it's amazing on how much those Huxtables fucked.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
Yeah, they were really frisky.
Wait, who? The moms and pops?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Clarence.
Well, I guess you know what? You know what I do remember? At the end of certain episodes, he would give her that look. And remember, he would start making those like faces.
And she would be like,
And she'd be like, you know, like.
And they'd run upstairs.
Enticing him. Yeah, I do remember that.
You know, the wife on the Cosby Show is someone
Felicia Rashad.
Felicia Rashad is someone of a friend of mine. If you go to the YouTube channel,
I love her. And
I do too.
Also has an amazing singing voice.
I just saw her last week. They did a play in Los Angeles and she directed it. And I went and saw the play. It was really cool. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of hers.
Me too. I'm a huge fan. Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
Now, can you give us a little dance and I can describe it to our listeners?
A little.
Hey, it's my show,
what
Sam.
What did Sam
and I
say?
Can ask what I want to.
What did Sam say?
It's my show, and I can ask what I want to.
It's my intern, and I have to lend her to you.
Oh,
you
I
can
like
have
that.
Her.
But didn't I ask you earlier if
yes.
I could borrow her?
You can borrow her for 5 minutes.
All right,
she's on the clock. You know,
5 minutes. Well, I'm going to let my listeners tweet.
You got to get your intern.
What they're fat.
I like that.
You got to get you a little intern.
I need to meet some of your friends.
Well, they'll be there Sunday at the car wash.
I will be there.
How many of them are you bringing?
Well, so far we've got about 20 some odd girls showing up from
Hello.
My end. So,
from
then Sam's got some hot girls coming.
Cool.
So.
All right.
I think you need to do a contest for an intern from Spearmint Rhino.
Oh,
that's a good idea.
A classy intern from Spearmint.
Oh, we are all classy. Like,
all classy.
It is so funny because we come to work. Like looking all disheveled and like, I mean, some of us do come all dressed up.
Sam, I know what we need to do. We need to do a casting to your song, and that'll be the contest.
I would love
whoever,
some of them.
Whoever has the best moves gets to be Easy's intern.
I would love some of them in a video.
He'll have to come to the club, and whoever dances to his song the best.
I would love to have some of them in the video.
But then you had to bring them outside the club and get them on camera for What You Need TV and then have your listeners and your followers and your friends vote on the girl that they think that should be your intern. Oh,
definitely. And we'll probably be putting that on our blog on thewtv.com. And we will probably be putting it on my blog, which is theeasyinfo.com. And I think we might actually do
and then
that.
We
and
could
Sam
put it on
about.
My blog, Sam Sarpong fan page.
And I can put it on my blog, which I'll create.
Exactly.
But I'll put it
but
on
you
my
have your
Facebook.
That's what I meant. Yeah, my Facebook, Sam Sarpong
fan know.
Page. We're going to blow it up.
I want to be in this contest.
You are. You're
but that's
in.
The thing. With
but
you don't
you're
need
Sam's
to be.
Intern.
You're already in.
But I want to still compete. I love to compete.
Well, I mean, you're my friend now, so you're just in the video. You ain't even got to compete.
I pick up money with my butt cheeks.
What?
Really?
Do you really?
Do it.
No way.
Do it.
Okay,
no.
she's gonna show us this right now, you guys.
Which panties am I wearing today?
I have a $20 bill right now. And we are going to set this down here, right here on this floor.
I'm wearing my French
floor.
Toast panties today.
Wow.
I'm getting hungry. I haven't had breakfast this morning. Okay, we're getting
hold the mic.
Getting a little graphical here, but it's okay because that's the easy way. But no, I'm serious, you guys. Right now, she is standing up, and she is.
Can we play the song again? Can we play the song?
She's doing a classy dance.
Let's play the song. She needs to hear fire while she's doing this.
Hold on, let's get the fire going.
Let's get the fire.
Look at my French toast panties.
Oh, those are cute. I like your Daisy Dukes too, though.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Now, do I get to take pictures with my cell phone while we do this?
No.
All right, yeah, let's just get the song going.
All right, so right now, you guys, she is slowly unbuttoning her shorts in a very classy manner. And she is doing that little cool butt shake that they do. And she is looking very, very sexy while she does it. Right to Sam's song. And she is, it looks like she's doing some sort of unique stretches there to make sure that she is all stretched out for the butt pickup. She's grabbing her ankles right now, and she wants to make sure that she's doing the butt dollar pickup thing just right.
Where's my dollar?
And
where's that 20?
Gotta get the 20. It's right there on the floor. What are you talking about? It's right there.
Hey, how'd that happen?
It's right there on the floor. You see it?
Sam, no, no. She can't pull it off the floor.
Oh, okay. We gotta take it off the floor, and we're gonna put it right here on this chair.
No,
the computer
she can.
Oh, we're gonna put it in my lap. Okay, that works too. All right, so right now she is bending over, very sexy, and she just picked up the dollar off of my leg.
Can you do that to Sam?
Sam is messing with me. She see me back here so chill and quiet. Sam's.
You gotta get a round of applause for that one. All right, now I'm gonna describe to you guys Sam's face as the dollar is.
Yo, I'm. Just
and I love how it's not on his leg.
You sure
it's
that
on
you're
his
single?
Region.
Are you sure that you're?
She
single?
Put it.
Okay, so the dollar is right in Sam's.
Damn, she got skills, yo. Yeah,
she just picked up the dollar again, right on Sam's. Yeah.
She got some.
So Sam, let me ask you a question. Are you having fun on the Easy Show?
Man, the Easy Show is real cool, yo. You never know what's gonna happen.
We have one of the most beautiful girls and nicest bodies dancing right now and showing us the dollar pickup, you guys, right here on the Easy Show. And she is wearing pink socks that's going all the way up to her knees. She's
I love them. They say bimbo.
And
that's
white
so cute.
Panties.
Are you gonna be my himbo?
I'll be your himbo.
I swear,
my bimbo.
People are listening to this right now, and they're like, "Why are you not videotaping this?" I'm sorry, we can't. This is a
come see me do it for real at work.
Exactly, and that the address and where do they go to see that?
It is 19900 Normandy Avenue, Torrance, California.
Come support her, you guys. Jessie, she's a classy.
If I got the address wrong, go on spearmintrhino.com or find me on Alabama Rhino Facebook.
Spearmintrhino.com or Spearmint Rhino on Facebook. All right. Well, you're gonna add me if I add you. Are you on Twitter?
I am, but I don't like to tweet.
You don't like to tweet? Okay.
I like to do the book of face.
All right, well, we're gonna do the book of face. Yeah,
that's a good way to put it.
So you're gonna add me to Facebook, and I'm going to talk to you privately. So let's go back to the show. This is a lot of fun, Sam. I'm coming over more, and I'm not bringing anybody else. And no.
Well, thank you for having me on.
You are wonderful. Thank you for being on.
I'm going
to
get back to being an intern now.
Sam, I took her for more than 5 minutes. I apologize. But we all had fun. And where were you when she was doing the butt pickup? And you got to tell us a little bit about your moves and stuff, too. Are you going to show us your moves? You're going to have to tell us about what you're going to do at the I'm putting her on the spot right now at the car show. She's in the back.
What are you going to be doing at the car show, Missy?
All your fans.
Look,
Sam,
she's gonna whip it out. No,
uh-oh.
She's gonna whip it out.
Uh-oh, she's running behind.
Sam is at the station.
She's just
running around
the back
in circles.
I've never seen Sam run that fast.
Oh, she runs.
I've never seen her run that fast though. Even the cat turned around and did some flip or something like that. She ran so fast.
Yeah, she was out of here, yo. She was out of here.
No, it's worth the wait, boys.
You know, if there was a Catwoman 2 and they wanted like a Caucasian,
yeah,
she would be it. Jesse, you'd be able to do Catwoman 2. I think. And that's a big compliment, because I think the way Halle Berry looked in Catwoman is one of the hottest.
She looked amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing. Yeah.
That is
and Sam is wearing a pink tutu right now, a black bra, and I'm taking a picture. No, I'm putting this on the Easy Show.
Can we take a picture, Sam?
We are putting this. There she is. We're putting this on the Easy Show. The pink tutu.
Wait, don't get over here.
And
wait, hold on. Let me move over here.
She is. We are taking pictures with Sam's camera, and I'm showing you guys videotape. And just so you know that I wasn't lying about this beautiful Jessie we're talking about. Wow. There she is right there. Hi, Jessie.
Hi. How are you?
I'm sorry.
You look amazing,
Sam. Her pants are on now. And there's her socks.
There you go.
That's my outfit. Now, so is that a little preview, Sam, of the car show?
Uh-huh.
That's what you're going to wear?
Uh-huh.
All right. But see, only on the Easy Show, you guys. I hope you guys are enjoying what you're hearing and you know, enjoying what you're seeing.
She can put her legs behind her head. She's got more tricks than me.
Well, you know what? Yeah. And you know this how?
I've seen her.
You're
do
her
it.
Intern.
You can find it. The videos on YouTube.
You're supposed
what?
To be-
no way.
What?
Sam.
She has videos on YouTube putting her legs behind her head.
Oh me? Yeah.
Yeah. No way.
Oh yeah.
Just dancing.
No, she's just like...
Wait, you dance too?
No.
No.
She used to be a pet. Oh, there she goes. Flexible.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Holy
okay.
Moly.
All right, Jessie, now you have to challenge her.
I can't.
That's
I can climb a pole.
Sam.
I can climb a pole.
I can't climb a pole.
All right. Well, we
only certain poles.
I'm forgetting what my show is about here. And
Yes. I'm totally distracted.
Wow. I don't want to go back because Sam is here and he's our guest. And Sam,
Sam is so sweet. You both are so sweet.
Thank you.
You both are making me blush, and it takes so much to make me blush. Well, so
you are making our audience blush.
I have to just say, I think it's hilarious because the last time that you did your show, Easy, you admonished me for my language.
That's
and
funny.
Look at you now.
Well, I did do the beep here and there.
Look
and,
at me
and,
now.
We are
in paper.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
This
swear.
Is a Christian show.
Bless no. me, boys, for I have sinned.
God is good. God is the.
I really am from the Bible Belt. I do have a moral code still.
Oh, okay, good. Well, no, see, it's okay. It's classy, sexy humor. So that's okay.
You know, we have a religious show on Hot Talk LA.
Oh, we do. Okay.
It's called Holy Shit'em.
Holy Shit'em. Okay.
And so, you know, Shit'em wood was the wood that they used to build the Ark of the Covenant. So it's an actual real item in the Catholic Church, and it's what they used to build the Ark. So there you go. And it's two young girls who work for the Archdiocese. So it's a great show. You should tell your listeners.
And I am holding the camera right now, and I am taking a picture of Sam and the beautiful Jessie. And I am not in this picture. I am jealous, but I'm still going to press it because Sam's my boy. Here we go. Click. I just pressed the picture. See, I got to be the commentary. Yes, let all the listeners know everything that we're doing here. We are having so much
fun.
That
was for my Facebook.
And if you want to be on the Easy Show, you can hit us up at realeasyshow@gmail.com. And, you know, post your comments or, you know, please hit us up. We'd love to hear from you.
Ladies, I just want to let you all know how delicious Sam smells. Oh, my gosh. What cologne, what secret are you wearing?
You know, it's crazy. I have my own cologne, and it's called Future. And basically what I do is I buy different colognes and I mix it up.
Well, I'm going back to the future, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Give me some. That's my tagline right there. For all the ladies
really?
that want to go back to the future, buy your man the future cologne.
Oh, that's hot.
That's hot, right?
I'm wearing Hollywood Playboy. Hollywood Playboy, does it work?
No. See, I'm not a Playboy, though.
It's my show, and you're getting all the love.
He came up to me and hugged him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to give you a hug.
Easy getting jealous.
You do smell good. Both of you guys, you two are good smelling men.
Hell yeah, I got jealous. Damn. Look at her.
Well, my dad told me that when I was young. He said, always smell good. Like, women love that. So it's something that I've done since I was little.
We love that. Oh, my gosh. And, of course, we like to smell good for our men, too.
Yeah.
And we love when you like to do that.
Yay.
Now, Sam, we're going to go back to the filming thing. And actually, speaking of the filming thing, I actually have a plug from a friend of mine. And, you know, you don't need to go. You don't want to.
I got to get back to interning. So I want to let you guys continue.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest on our show.
Hey, Jess.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being a guest on the show,
Jessie.
Come
to my club. I'll give you guys passes at the end of your show.
Cool.
Oh, Thank you.
We'll come through. I've only been to one strip club in my whole life. I'm not really the stripper type dude, but since you a cool girl.
I'm calling myself
right now.
We're
really laid back at our club. Real quick. We are very laid back. We're not crazy hustlers. I mean, we are there to work, but we also, you know, we sit and talk and we have a great time. Yeah. It's not always about, do you want to dance? You want to dance.
Right.
So we'll treat you right. I promise.
Okay. No doubt. I'll bring the
Thank you
I'll
for having
click.
Me on, you guys.
You just did. Thank you for being on. And thank you for walking away as you're leaving the show. Okay, guys, so we're going to go back to the film thing. And no, this is yours. You can keep the dollar. It's okay. That was so amazing. I feel bad taking it back. Okay, so Sam, I wanted to throw this out to our listeners real quick here. And this is on behalf of Sam as my guest, on behalf of Easy and the Easy Show, you guys. If there is anybody out there that has any movies that is looking for distribution, there is a company called LifeForceIndieFilms.com. Very, very good friend of mine. They are looking for movies. Hit them up, LifeForceIndieFilms.com. A good friend, Tony Boldy. He's a really, really good person to know.
So what, they're looking like with scripts that are already done?
No, they're looking for movies that are done to distribute it.
Oh.
They're looking for projects.
And how like they gonna put some money behind it?
I don't know. It's not my company. All I know is my boy called me and said,
"All right, well,
hey,
we'll talk after the show. I got some movies for him."
And anybody else that has anything and so yeah, LifeForceIndieFilms.com. And you never asked me about my ring, dude.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. What's the story behind that? I like the three like black diamond looking joints.
Yeah, this is it's a unique finger ring, and we're gonna take some pictures of it and show you guys everything. It's called the Purple Diva. Purple Diva Designs, and the designer's actually a really awesome designer. They're doing something for the curvy girl. Just the curvy girl, you know.
Yeah,
just,
of course.
And you could be curvy anyway, you know. And it's they got a shirt called Skinny Bitches Suck, and wow. You know, it's the designer is really amazing. They do a lot of different things. They do jewelry and stuff. So she gave me this, and I wanted to throw it out there. And you mentioned that you liked it when I walked in. So
yeah, and when I came in, Sam and Jess were talking about how much they loved my custom jacket. So I want to shout out my homegirl Petra from Sweden. She custom made my jacket from scratch, and she's a beast, yo.
Like, oh, the jacket
she's
going
to blow up. I'm telling y'all. Y'all go to my Facebook page, Sam Sarpong, and you will see pictures of the jacket on there. So
what's her name?
Limited. Her name is Petra.
Petra.
Yeah.
Petra, you need to give Easy a jacket.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to her about that, about hooking you up, because she's the future. She's a dope designer. So what up, Petra? Shout out to Petra.
Shout out to Petra, man. The design is hot. And
Go on. I always tell her, go on.
Now I want to also talk about
That's what she said. Yeah, go on. That's what she said. That's her.
Means what? Go on.
No, that's her term. She always says that's what she says.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, go on. That's what
go
she
on,
said.
Go on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go on.
I like it. Now, so I want to talk a little bit about some of the events that's going on, you guys. There is a movie rap party coming up on the 26th. And that is with Paula Labriadis. She is a actress, and she is doing a movie right now called the. I'm looking for it right here. She didn't text it to me. Critic. I think I remember it when she told me. The Critic, I believe, and it's with James Duvall. James Duvall is a pretty big owner of the studios, you know, movie producer, and they're gonna be doing a movie party. So if anybody's interested in that, hit us up on realeasyshow.com. realeasyshow@gmail.com. It's going to be a really, really fun event. A lot of celebrities. I believe some charities involved. Great red carpet. And then we have the beauty pageant, which we're going to be at. Exotic Fit World Beauty Pageant 2011.
Tomorrow, right?
At the Universal Hilton. I'm going to be a judge. I'm going to be judging some beauties. But I don't know if any of them can compare to Jesse.
Yo, Jesse, J Plot just hit me. He wants to know, where can he find you on Facebook?
She said it a couple different times, but
Alabama Rhino.
That's where you could find her, Jay. Alabama
like
Rhino.
I like that word. You want to know why? Because the vision of Jesse pops into my head when I said Alabama
funny.
Rhino.
You're going to love it, Jay Pleasy.
Now, you guys, if you want to check out anything, any of the footage, all the fun stuff that you're hearing on the show, you can go to thewtv.com and go to Talk Show and Interviews. There's going to be blogs and articles and fun videos and pictures of everything that you're hearing. You can also go to theeasyshow.com, a lot of fun stuff. We had some cool footage that we posted from the Dancing with the Stars. Stuff we were talking about, everything we talk about, we're trying to post so you guys can see it. Please follow me at my Facebook, facebook.com/ericzuley, twitter.com/ericzuley. And we have a group where basically if you're a person in the dugout and you're trying to meet the major players in the field, you're trying to hit that home run. Well, that's the easy way, baby. HollywoodTheEasyWay.com. Check it out. Join the group. We want to help. We love it. Hope you enjoyed the show. Post your comments. Do you have any final words, Sam?
Yeah, I want to say, check me out on Sam Sarpong Facebook page, of course. Look me up, my official page. On YouTube, go to F-Stars, STARSGRP, F-Stars Group, and you'll see all my videos. And just follow my career, samsarpong.com. I love you. I appreciate it. Go support the movie Anchor Baby. Get the single fire. Look for my Jean-Philippe campaign, the number one French designer. I'm the new face of his brand, and that comes out in the fall. And BET Awards, look for me hosting the pre-show. Plug.
We're plugging brands. I want to plug the vodka company that wants to. I'm just kidding. We got to go, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Plug it all.
Till next time. The easy way, baby.
Future.